Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilla, Hugh Douglas out at wineries this week. Reuben Frank in. And we got a lot to discuss. It is quarter century week on the Midday Show. Top five Eagles today. Does Jalen Hurts belong on that list of the top five Eagles of the last 25 years? And the voting is underway for the overall top five. Last 25 years of Philadelphia sports. 94WIP.com/25. And you can vote there. Joining us right now with two lists, one about the Eagles and one overall for the last 25 years of Philadelphia sports, is Devin Caney. Devin, what's up?
Not much, guys. Just stressing out over these lists. I mean, if I thought the top 11 was tough, the top five of the last 25 years, like, this is tough. You have me overthinking both of these lists over here.
Well, that means we're doing a good job. And yes, it is tough. I always joke, Devin, with NBA fans, when they start listing their top five players, they have like nine because they just think these are all top five players. But then you have to just have five because that's how it works. So it gets hard as you go through this. So why don't we start with the Eagles? Because that's what Reuben and I are discussing today. Your top five Eagles of the last 25 years, and there's so many good players to choose from. Devin, give us your list.
Yeah, well, Kyle and I were just talking in the break. Like, I think Eagles is hands down the hardest just because there's so many to choose from, right? Like, it's easier or harder than, say, like the Sixers, who have only a few, you know, standout really great players.
We were trying to come up with five.
Yeah, unfortunately, we saw
it. Right, I know. Sixers, it's like Joel Embiid, Allen Iverson, and then you kind of get stumped. But Eagles, there's a lot to choose from. I'm probably going to overthink this and, you know, wish I did it differently after this, but here we go. Number one, Brian Dawkins. He's a Hall of Famer. He was my favorite player, you know, growing up as a kid. I love him. Number two, Lane Johnson. Honestly, like, needs very little explanation. Just look at the Eagles' win percentage when Lane Johnson is on the field versus off. Jalen Hurts, been to two Super Bowls, won one. Quarterback's the most important position. Shady McCoy and Jason Kelsey rounds out my top five Eagles of the last 25 years.
All right. So what's interesting is, so I think we came to a realization early in the show today that Kelsey and Dawkins and Lane are probably universal, right? They're all going to end up in the Hall of Fame. Dawkins is already there. And then those other two spots are the tricky ones. So Devin, you went with Jalen and then Shady. Let's start with the Jalen one. Why did you go Jalen over Donovan? Because I think Jalen's better. And if I was, I didn't put either on my list, Devin. I didn't have any quarterbacks. But if I was going to put a quarterback, I would put Jalen. Why did you end up with Jalen over everybody else?
Because I think winning is the most important stat. And Jalen Hurts has proven that he knows how to win and he can, you know, play under pressure. He's been to two Super Bowls in the last 3 years and he won one. And in the last one that he played in 2022, he had one of the best, if not the best, quarterback performance in a Super Bowl, even though the Eagles lost. So I think that you have to give credit where credit is due. And I did consider putting Nick Foles on my top five list as well, because he won the Super Bowl, even though he wasn't the Eagles starting quarterback. But Jalen Hurts, I think, deserves to have a spot on this list because he's won the most and quarterback is the most important position on the field when you're talking about football teams. So I think Jalen Hurts is absolutely deserving. I'm not saying Donovan McNabb isn't. I did consider putting him on. The thing is, Donovan never won it. You know, they got close, as we all know, They got really close 1 year and couldn't get it done. So for that reason, I couldn't put Donovan on.
So shady. We wrote down so many names before the show today, and I had my five, and then I just kept writing names down, like people I considered. And Shady was pretty high up on the ones that didn't make my top five, Devin, but I considered, what led you to putting Shady over all the other great Eagles we've seen in the last 25 years?
Well, I'm partial to Shady also because I went to Pitt, H2P. But you look at the rushing leaders for the Eagles. And
you have Deion Lewis on your list.
He was close. You know, I considered throwing Deion Lewis on there, but he didn't make the cut, sadly. But no, Shady had, he's in the top three all-time rushers for the Eagles. Saquon Barkley, of course, broke his record this past season. Saquon, incredible player. I couldn't put him on this list for the last 25 years because he's only had one season, albeit an incredible season with the Eagles, but only one season under his belt. So I heard you guys talking earlier, and I totally agree. Like, I think you just need some more longevity in order to make the top five quarter century list, where Shady McCoy had that. And, you know, unfortunately, his time with the Eagles was cut shorter than expected because of Chip Kelly. But we know that McCoy, he still considers himself an Eagle. He still roots for the team. And that also goes a long way. Like, you can look at the stats and they speak for themselves when it comes to what he did on the field. But I also appreciate guys who, you know, leave football and still, you know, ride or die for the Philadelphia Eagles. And Shady McCoy he personifies that. So that's why he made my list.
Well, he does. All right, Devin, now I need to hear your top five overall. Last 25 years, Philadelphia sports. How did you rank that list?
Okay. So I still have Brian Dawkins, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Johnson, number two. Ryan Howard, number three. Jalen Hurts, four. Allen Iverson, five.
So that means I'm kind of going through it in my head. Jason Kelsey did not make your top five last 25. Am I right?
You are correct about that, Jason Kelsey.
Was that the toughest one to leave off?
Honestly, no, because I had Joel Embiid on there. And then I took him off, and I, you know, with Nick Foles, like, because he did have such a great performance in 2017, 2018, like, I considered throwing him on there because, you know, he's still iconic, even though it was, like, more so here for a good time, not a long time situation with Foles. I debated between various 2008 Phils. I almost put Bryce Harper on there. But at the end of the day, I think you have to consider winning and winning championships as the most important statistic when you're ranking, you know, all time greats or at least greats of the last 25 years. And for that reason, I know Allen Iverson never got it done. He got the closest of any Sixer. And, you know, this city loved him, and he went out there and he put it all, he left it all on the court. And for that, I think he deserved a spot, but I certainly went back and forth with a lot of these guys.
How, you know, I picked Ryan Howard over J-Roll, but it was really close for me. How did you make
that was really tough. I was like Ryan Howard, J-Roll, and then I considered even like a Chase Utley.
Sure.
But I, when I was growing up, like watching that 2018, Ryan Howard was always my favorite player. You know, I like guys who make the ball go boom, and for that reason, I had to go with Ryan Howard.
I think when you think about the full list, right, the top five, the last 25, that picking which Philly, Devin, is the hardest part, right? Because, you know, we're all going to have at least a couple Eagles. I think Iverson belongs, clearly. And then it's like, all right, how do you parse those? And I'll even throw Cole Hamels in there, right? He won the World Series MVP. How do you parse those Phillies? Devin, it might really just come down to which one was your favorite during that time, because I don't think any of the four they're all at best borderline Hall of Famers. I think Utley might have the best chance, but no one's a lock Hall of Famer, right? So there's no one that's like, oh, he's in the Hall of Fame and the other guys had no chance. They were all great in their moment. They all had runs. I haven't even decided how I'm doing it because I don't know which one to put in. I always thought Utley was my favorite, but boy, you can make a case. Rollins played here the longest too. I've thought about that, Devin. Yeah, he was here and he has the hits record.
Yeah, I mean, I went through that exact debate in my head when I was choosing which Phil to use. And then you look at, like, Bryce Harper from the current Phillies, and, you know, I ultimately chose to leave him off because they haven't won anything yet, and, well, any world championship yet. And Bryce Harper still has, like, one of the best OPSs in postseason history in, like, all of baseball. So that certainly qualifies him to be close. Like, if this list was expanded to maybe top 10, Bryce Harper would – would make it. But I mean, Ryan Howard, he won MVP. He was my favorite player. And ultimately, like, that's just why I decided to go with him in my top five. But it's tough. It's really tough. Like, five is not a lot. And it's hard to filter out the guys who you want on and those you don't.
Yeah, well, here's the way I've started to realize. I have no idea what the top five is going to look like when the voting is finished on Friday. So we will see, and we appreciate you sharing both your lists with us. Devin, enjoy the All-Star Week, and we'll talk a lot of Phillies, I'm sure, next week, and Eagles as we get ready for training camp. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Right, there she goes. Devin Caney there with her list. Jalen Hurts on hers as well, which made me look at the poll question here, which, of course, is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing you see when others meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. So a couple polls up here. Number one is, does Jalen Hurts a top five Eagle of the last quarter century? I am a little bit surprised at the percentage of the vote on this, Rube, so far. So you have him, and Kyle has him, and Devin had him. So maybe I am in the minority here.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
But 78% voting yes, he's a top five Eagle of the last quarter century. That feels heavy, considering all the great Eagles players there have been. That, like, 78%, like, yeah, of course he's a top five guy.
I mean, the Super Bowl was just a few months ago.
I know.
So I think that's part of it. We haven't won a lot of Super Bowls around here. And Foles obviously didn't have a long enough, you know, big enough body of work as Eagles quarterback to be in the top five. I don't know where I would put him. He'd be somewhere in the top 20. He's got the weirdest career. It's really hard to kind of, you know, figure out where he belongs somewhere for what he did in 17 and in 13. Had an incredible year. But yeah, for me, what Jalen has done, and he just turned 27.
Yep.
So what he's already done, I think he's one of only, what is it, three quarterbacks to make the playoffs in each of his first 4 years as a starter. It's pretty remarkable. So that doesn't shock me.
The other poll up, who is more deserving of being on the top five quarter century Eagles list? And this is interesting because there are two different kinds of players. One's an all-time Eagle, and the other's an all-time player. Brandon Graham or Jason Peters? 74% voted Graham on this.
Yeah.
That's also a big number, considering we all, I think, would agree the better player was Peters.
Yeah,
but Brandon Graham's an Eagle.
You have a guy who had the greatest personality of any Eagle ever.
And maybe made the most important play in the history of the franchise.
Maybe made the...
Well, I'd say he did.
right over there, Bednarik, right around the corner.
Okay, I would say modern Eagles history, the most important play.
Right across the street. You know, I ran into Chip at the Penn Relays one year. When he was coaching here, and he knew all about that play, Bednarik, at the end of the 1960 NFL championship game, Jim Taylor, and knew what side of the field it was on, what side of the stadium. He knew everything. He knew the down and distance. Terrible GM, iffy coach, heck of a historian.
I feel like he would have done better here with fans if he shared that part. If he shared that he knew about that, that would have resonated with people. Because he always felt like he was just disconnected from all
everything,
this. Yeah. Everything. And he never connected with people, even though I was excited when they got him, Rube. I thought he was going to be a good coach.
I did too.
Did you have a moment where you realized that you were wrong? Because I did. I remember it was the end of his second year when they lost the game in Washington. Mark Sanchez attempted 50-something passes, and I was like, yeah, I'm out. I'm done. This guy's not the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want Mark Sanchez throwing probably more than,
nope,
you know, 8 to 10 times. Yeah. I don't know if there was any single moment, but it was really when he decided he needed to be GM.
So the end of that second year.
Yeah. That's when it just spiraled out of control. And good for Jeffrey for making that move, getting rid of him when he did.
Well, and he kept Howie around to put him back in power, which, you know, changed the whole organization.
Brilliant move.
It's really one of the biggest moments in franchise history. Because I think a lot of other owners would have just probably fired Howie and just, you know, you don't have a role here anymore. You know, thanks for everything, but moved on. And the Eagles kept him and then were able to put him back. And they would not even be close to where they are without that.
And not only did they put him back in power, not only Jeff Lurie put him back in power, Howie learned a lot. He really used that year.
Yep.
That's kind of the thing we forget. He really used that year.
He traveled and talked to other people.
Talked to other GMs. He learned how to deal with people. He wasn't very good at it, honestly, before that year in 2015.
It might be the single most transformative moment in the history of the franchise. Like Howie coming back as a different, you know, in the same role, but acting different. Think about what they've done since then. I mean, they've been to three Super Bowls.
It's insane.
Yeah, and I think we all believe they'll be back in more, you know, in short order.
And look at the players he's drafted.
I know. Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
What's going on?
Hey, Jay.
What do you got? What's up, buddy?
I'm glad Ruben there to talk some sense into you today about Jalen Hurts.
Well, he's trying. He's trying.
Yeah.
He's getting through 4 hours, so I don't know if that's enough.
Yeah, it's probably not.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. He's hard-headed, Ruben. Mm-hmm. He's hard-headed. He's sitting there. He's not putting the guy on the list to sustain winning, and he's just sitting there and wanting to throw darts and everything, bringing up Lamar Jackson, who keep choke every year. Herbert, all these guys so-called better than him.
Well, I ranked Jalen above Herbert, for the record.
Oh, one guy. Okay. Hey, Rue, I had a question, because you're probably the only one that'll answer. Everybody high behind this. Brian Dawkins in the big games, championship games, Super Bowl. You remember any big plays or stats, game-changing plays?
Yeah, you know, at this point, I mean, he hasn't played here in so long. I don't know if it's time to – this is the right time. He did a heck of a lot more good things than most defensive players in franchise history. I know the one play that he still agonizes about was the 2008 NFC Championship game in Arizona.
Exactly.
I think it was at Hightower on 4th-and-3.
Exactly.
It was Hightower on 4th-and-3, and they stop him there. They win the game. They're going to the Super Bowl, and Doc,
exactly.
that still drives me. I'm
being
not going to sit here.
He did have 4 career playoff interceptions. It wasn't like he'd ever had any. I mean, he had 4.
Are you talking about the punt he got from Brett Favre?
that was one of them. Yeah,
that was. Well, you know what? And Lito almost got in his way, and then he had a 35-yard return into field goal range. Yeah, I mean, he was a good playoff player, and he was one of the greatest players I've ever seen.
I don't remember any big game changer plays, Ruben.
You pick off Brett Favre in overtime in a conference semifinal. That's a pretty big play.
That was a punt. That was a punt. But
he caught it.
My thing is, because Donovan get all the pressure for all that, and everybody talk about how great Doc was, and I don't remember any big plays that he made.
He didn't make enough big plays, but Donovan also had some bad playoff moments. I mean, he had games he played poorly in. It's true.
Mm-hmm. But the defense and everybody, he'd get off the hook for all this
so
stuff.
Really what you're saying is Hugh Douglas needed to have more playoff sacks than they would have won a Super Bowl.
I think the entire defense in that 2008 NFC Championship game, second half, was disappointing.
Yeah,
I'm not going to single out Doc.
Like I said, Donovan,
that was the last game he played as an Eagle, right? I believe it was Jim Johnson's last game.
Look, he spoke the truth. He left the field with the lead, so the great Brian Dawkins could have made a play to stop Arizona, right?
So what's your point today? You want to put Jalen Hurts over Brian Dawkins? Is that what this is about?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to give my top five this year.
What do you got? Right? Give me your top five. Last 25 years.
That was 17 years ago.
I know. Jay holds on to things.
Hey, look. I got Fletch, Shady, Lane, Jalen. What'd you say, Root?
Shady Lane.
Okay. Fletcher, yeah. Shady, Lane, Jalen. Who's five?
You going Kelsey, right?
No, I ain't Kelsey. The overrated dude.
Overrated? Yeah. He's like the greatest center to ever play the game.
Yeah, but everybody was worried about him leaving, and did we get an all-pro the next year, right?
Well, not all pro, but pro bowl was Jurgens a pro bowl.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to be accurate here. No, yeah, they played their offensive line was great without him. Yeah, it's true.
He put a mama's outfit on now. He's the greatest sitter ever. And
he did make all pro teams. You know, I mean, it wasn't just the mummer's outfit.
You saying what?
Wait, who's your five? Who's your fifth guy? Fletcher, Shady, Lane, Jalen,
and Malcolm.
Malcolm is a top five Eagle last 25 years over Dawkins.
Hey, he took the guy out in the Super Bowl. He's the leader.
Is it Brandon Cooks, the receiver from the...
And I got one question. I got a Philadelphia question. Who had a better Philadelphia sports career, Iverson or McNabb?
Malcolm never even had it. He never had an interception in the postseason. Dawk had four.
Yeah, he knocked what's the name out, though, in the Super Bowl.
Iverson's the answer.
Dawkins knocked out Crumpler in the championship.
Iverson. Iverson.
Yo, you said Iverson had a better Philadelphia career than McNabb?
Yes.
He had one fluke year. What did he do after that?
Do you realize who he's playing with, Jay? Like Donovan had
NFC Championship games. You go out there and try and win with Pinkston and Trey.
Donovan had Andy Reid. I can't win with anyone. Look at me. Donovan had Andy Reid, and he had a great defense backing him up. I mean, that's the truth. Allen Iverson. What did Allen Iverson have on the court with him? Eric Snow.
That's like you trying to get ratings with Jalavis.
Jay, do you remember the 2004 NFC Championship game? Crumpler, Dawkins?
Yeah.
That changed the course of that game.
You forgot, Jay.
Falcons didn't want to play after that.
Falcons had
31 yards of offense after that play.
Game was over.
We was going against a team that quit in a one-dimensional quarterback, right?
Well, they quit because Dawk laid out Crumpler.
Yeah, he didn't lay out alone. He laid out Brad Johnson. The great Brian Dawkins.
Maybe if Donovan played better in those games, we wouldn't be talking about Dawkins not doing anything.
Tried winning with Thrash and Pinkston.
Oh, stop. Did Donovan play well in those two games? You know he did not. And that's the bottom line.
Did the Hall of Famer do it?
No, I said Hugh Douglas could have done more.
He couldn't crawl across the field. Maybe if he crawled across the field, he would have made a play.
Wow, that's unbelievable. You say I slander people. You coming on here slandering Brian Dawkins.
Ain't no slander because I know Rude the only one that's going to answer the question. Big games, he didn't do nothing.
Hit four interceptions in the playoffs.
He get all his love, and Donovan gets slandered for years.
You got Malcolm Jenkins on your top five last 25.
Come on now,
you're crazy.
Jay.
I mean, Jay, you're crazy. I mean, I love Jay, but he is a nut. He's a big Jalen Hurts guy, too.
I've never heard anybody with that take.
The Dawkins
on Dawk. Like, even Elliot understands how great Dawk was.
It is.
He was the heartbeat of that team.
It is interesting.
Even Elliot.
Did I say that?
It flew under the radar for me until Kyle repeated it. It is interesting. You have to really have something special here to not win and be loved. And Iverson and Dawkins have that, right? I mean, just, they didn't win. Like, Donovan doesn't have that.
No.
They're similar. And I obviously our last caller is more of a Donovan guy than a Dawkins guy. You could hear it. But you have to have something really resonating with people to not win a championship and still be beloved. Iverson, Dawkins have it. And Donovan, it does not resonate. It never did, really.
And how much of that is his personality?
I think that's a huge part.
Yeah, I do too.
And do we blame Angelo for that?
I blame Donovan.
I do too. I'm kidding.
Because look, he had a long time after that to. He just was. Garden's not even the right word. He just would not connect with fans.
Yeah, he never. I'd say he never let his guard down. Yeah, and it just felt like he was never fully comfortable in his own like who he was. And he was a tremendous player. Like you go back to 2002, 2003, 2004. I don't remember them doing these top quarterback lists back then, Ruben, the way they do them now. But if they did, he would have been somewhere in the 3 to 5 or 6 range, I would imagine. Right? It was Brady. It was Peyton. Favre was at the tail end. But somewhere, Donovan would have been right there. And he was a tremendous player. 215-592-9494. All right. It's top 5 week here. Quarter century week. Top 5 of the last 25. Your top 5 Eagles last 25 years. Does Jalen Hurts belong? That really has been the point of contention today, trying to figure out if Hurts belongs on this list of the top 5 Eagles last 25 years. Is he on your list? And we'll get Rube's reaction to the list put out yesterday by ESPN surveying execs, coaches, and scouts. So this isn't just some guy's list. This is a survey of decision makers and big thinkers in the NFL, their quarterback rankings. Hurts was 9th. We'll go through the list, get Ruben's reaction next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gilla in for Hugh today. Of course, is Ruben Frank. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, coming up next hour, we're going to finish the Phillies. Kyle will throw at us a blind resume of a potential trade target. We'll say we're in or we're out for the Phils. We got to play Stump the Rube later in the show. I'm excited for this. We have a pair of Phillies to give us tickets to give away today. See the Red Sox, who are red hot right now, coming in here Tuesday, July 22nd, so a week from today, Phillies Red Sox. And it's also Y2K Retro Night, that night, celebrating the year 2000, which is perfect for the theme this week on the Midday Show. John LeClair, Mark Jackson, and Ike Reese will be changing a pace during the third inning. That sounds awesome. All right, so we have tickets to give away later in the show. We'll play Stump the Rube for those. You people, of course, I'm sure have a lot to say. And we're going through today our list, top five Eagles last 25 years. And really, the debate has become about Jalen Hurts. Does he belong on this list of the top five Eagles in the last 25 years? I didn't have any quarterbacks. My list was Lane Johnson, Brian Dawkins, Jason Kelsey, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham. Where do you come down on Jalen? But, Rube, I want to get your take on what emerged yesterday. So ESPN, they do this every year where Jeremy Fowler will survey executives, coaches, scouts around the NFL, and he'll ask them, hey, give me your top 10 at each position. And they put them out day by day, and some of them get more traction than others, obviously. The quarterback list always gets a lot of reaction, including yesterday here with Jalen Hurts. Let me roll through the list, and I want your reaction to where they have Jalen Hurts. And again, I want to make this clear, because sometimes when people hear this, they're like, oh, it's just one guy, like, just makes a list to get everyone upset. This isn't one person's list. This is a survey of coaches, executives, and scouts around the NFL. So here is the 2025 list. Patrick Mahomes, number one. Josh Allen, number two. Joe Burrow, number three. Lamar Jackson, four. Jaden Daniels, five. Matthew Stafford, six. Justin Herbert, seven. Jared Goff, eight. Jalen Hurts, nine. Now, Rue, before you react, let me give you a couple of pieces of detail here. The first thing is, for each player, they have their highest ranking and their lowest. Like, the highest, anyone put them on their list, and then the lowest. So, Hurts' highest ranking was six. Nobody that responded had him above six. And his lowest ranking was unranked, meaning he wasn't top 10 for at least one person who gave the list back. And then they, you know, they said some good things about him. His status is cemented, top 10 guy, won the
Super Bowl. Even Chris Sims had him as top 10.
Even Chris Sims had him at 10. That's right. I think Pro Football Focus had him five, Sims at 10, ESPN here at nine. Now, this is what they wrote, and this is kind of what I took as why he wasn't as high as maybe the other guys on the list. The question isn't whether Hurts belongs in the top 10. He undoubtedly does. It's whether he has the ability from the pocket to vault into the top five eventually, as his Super Bowl pedigree would suggest he could. All right, Rube, you heard the list. You heard who was in front of him. Just for to complete it, Baker Mayfield was 10. What do you make of the executive scouts, coaches ranking him ninth in the NFL?
Well, how many of the guys ahead of him have won a Super Bowl? Mahomes has. Stafford has.
That's it.
And that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are we measuring here exactly? Stats, right? Passing stats, not rushing stats. I mean, that's like, I mean, just the sense that you have to be a big time, you know, 4,700-yard passer, 30 touchdowns, whatever. That's not what being a quarterback is. And that's why these lists are always going to have Jalen too low, because you have to measure him in a different way. And you measure him by wins, but you measure him by, and look, his passing stats are really good for a guy who doesn't throw that much. I mean, I mean, his passer rating is one of the highest in the league last year. Then you throw in the rushing touchdowns. People don't want to do that. They just want to make this a top 10 passers. And that's really what it is.
But Lamar is high, right? And Lamar is not, if you just asked me to rank the top 10 throwers in the NFL, even though Lamar has improved a lot, I wouldn't put him like two or three or four in throwers, but I think Lamar is clearly a top two or three or four quarterback.
41 touchdowns list.
But that was compared to the rest of his career, that felt like that was different, right? Because typically he's been more in the 20s? More like, I'd say before last year, Lamar was more like Jalen in terms of his production came running the ground, rushing touchdowns, and throwing. Last year he evolved a little bit. Lamar, I agree with some of your premise there, but Lamar is ranked very high for being a quarterback that is more like Jalen than he is, say, I don't know, Burrow, right?
Yep.
Or Jared Goff.
He's also had, 7 years as a starter?
Yep, 18 he came in the league.
Yeah, I believe that's right. I can't explain that. I mean,
do you think it's disrespectful?
He's also, I mean, he hasn't been a great postseason player.
Lamar, he has not, no.
Has not been a great postseason player. He's won, three playoff games in 8 years?
Yeah, they won last
year.
Jalen
won four last year. Yeah. Jalen won more playoff games last year than Lamar Jackson's won in his career.
Do you think it is do you think they're just overlooking what he does, or is it they don't believe he's that good? Because a lot of people, when we brought the list up yesterday, people were upset. Like, people feel like Jalen's being slighted.
Yeah, I don't think that's it. I think you made that point earlier. I don't think it's disrespect. I think it's just a different way of defining quarterback greatness. I think it's a different way of evaluating. It's more of a kind of, what's the word, anachronistic way of, you know, it's just an old kind of obsolete way of measuring a quarterback.
How much of this is because he's on the best team? I think that to me feels like the hardest part to evaluate with Hurts compared to everybody else. Like, if you're asking me to rank the quarterbacks and we're just doing resumes, well, we know who's won the Super Bowls, right? You just mentioned it. It's been Mahomes, it's been Jalen, and none of these other guys have won. But how much of that is because he's on the Eagles, right? Like, if you take Lamar or Burrow or Allen or Mahomes, I think they win with last year's Eagles. I think all four of them win the Super Bowl with last year's Eagles. After that, it becomes a little bit more murky, right? Like, those guys, would they win? I don't know. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. That's the Eagles being the best roster, I think, makes it harder to evaluate Jalen Hurts.
But, I mean, if you watch this team every Sunday, you know what his value is and how much he had to do with those, you know, all those wins. What, they win 18 games last year?
Yep.
So I just don't buy that. I don't buy that having good players around you has to, like, be something that's held against you. So I mean, Joe Montana had Jerry Rice and John Taylor and Brent Jones.
But he also was
Roger
winning. He won the MVP of the league, right? Like,
Randall should have won it in 90, by the way.
Yeah, but he didn't.
That's a topic for another day.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really totally understand it. I know I'd have him a whole lot higher than ninth. I think it's really important for quarterbacks to win and to win in the postseason and to win Super Bowls. And, you know, Justin Herbert certainly has better weapons, well, as good weapons as Jalen does. I haven't seen him in any parades
lately.
Well,
he may have had better weapons. I don't think they do now. I mean, I don't even know who their receivers are right now. It's like,
well, yeah. But,
yeah. Early in his career, he did. Yeah. And that's when he was putting up some numbers. I look at it like this. He's got the best team around him in the NFL. He's a good quarterback. But I don't think that's because they won the Super Bowl. I just put him in the top four or five. To me, you got to play.
Well, no, not just because he won the Super Bowl. I mean, he played great. He was an MVP. He played great in the game. He played great down the stretch. Like you said, from week five on or week six after the bye, he was as good as any quarterback in the league.
Yeah, it did. And Sirianni, there were some quotes that came out with Nick Sirianni yesterday, and he spoke about how he thinks it's BS that people think he was carried. There was times during the season where it felt like they were not quarterback-driven. Now, in the Super Bowl, he played great. In the title game, he played great. Would you agree with that? It didn't feel like this was a quarterback-driven thing for portions of the season.
Well, I mean, you have a guy rushing for 2,000 yards.
Right.
It's going to seem that way.
Yeah, well, but it was that way, wasn't it?
But, you know, there are games where Saquon ran 26 times for 160 yards, and Jalen played really well.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'd say the Rams game, in the first Rams game.
Yeah.
And I thought Jalen played well that game. But Saquon stole the show. 215-592-9494. All right, your top fives here. Does Jalen Hurts belong top five of the last 25 years in an Eagles uniform? He's not on my list. He is on Ruben's. He is on Kyle's. Where do you come down? Jay in Philly's up. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Jay. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. So it's so funny, man. Yesterday I didn't get on, but me and Kyle were talking, and I was like, hey, man, think about your top five quarterbacks of all time. And you tell me one that didn't have a stacked team. Top five quarterbacks, every one that you're probably going to think about had a stacked team. And I'm not going to compare stats because eras is different. But you look at 49ers, Montana left, they still won championships, man. You know, so things like that. But anyway, I do think it's a little disrespectful because you got guys like Herbert. Rube, man, I love Rube. Rube making a lot of my points. He looks great, but he's not a winner. Look at his last playoff game. It was horrible. You know, my man has never had a playoff game like that. So he looked horrible in a playoff game.
Jay, I agree with
four interceptions in Houston, right?
Of all the things that I saw, of that list yesterday that we just ran through, Herbert's the one where I just don't know how you could put him ahead of Jalen right now. I'm with you on that because of exactly what you said. I mean, he's played really bad in the playoffs. And it's not just one game. Like, one game you might be saying, it was a fluke. But he's had multiple playoff games where he stunk it up. And they blew that big lead to Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence a few years ago. So I'm with you on the Herbert thing.
What about Jaden Daniels?
Early in his career, he had crazy talent. Offense and defensive side of the ball. And he wasn't winning anything.
Jaden Daniels, yeah.
Prototypical size is what they say, and arm strength. And as long as you have that, these evaluators go crazy. And guess what? Even though they pulled a bunch of guys, how many of those guys that have those jobs right now will have those jobs for 5 years down the line? Everybody in the NFL who works for the NFL is not great at their job, obviously.
Well, that's okay. For sure. That's for sure. Yep.
Yeah. So, hey, man, who are these guys? They're guys who won't even be there another year or two. So, hey, whatever. So, my man, I can replace him with guys who may be better passers, but guess what? They don't have the presence. So, when Saquon is running for 2,000 yards, you got to account for Jalen in the run game. You know, if you got a statue back there who just hands the ball off and throws the ball, man, defenses play that guy differently, man. So I don't think you can just throw a guy who throws the ball better in there and definitely say that. Maybe he's a gunslinger and he makes more mistakes and we don't win games, you know?
Maybe. So, but Jay, do you think let's just use the top four guys. I agree with you on maybe Goff or Herbert or Stafford. I agree there. Maybe they wouldn't have won. If they had Lamar or Allen or Burrow or Mahomes, do you think the Eagles win the Super Bowl? I do.
So I'll say this. Josh Allen just stopped being a turnover machine. So in a tight game, yeah, Josh Allen, he had plenty of games where he threw for a lot of yards and he threw for touchdowns, but he also may have a fumble and an interception in a bad, bad spot, man. So that's why, man, every sport has a lot of good guys, great guys who don't win championships. And lots of times it's because of them. So Josh Allen just stopped being a turnover machine. Would you agree with that?
I would. Yeah, he has gotten better at that. The one thing he has stopped being a turnover machine, and you could say for a lot of their careers, Hurts was better at protecting the football than Allen. The one thing Allen is better than Hurts at is he doesn't take sacks. I wish Jalen took less sacks because it feels like he takes a lot considering we don't throw the ball that much. Like, you know, we can't take seven sacks in a playoff game.
Well, teams don't rush him that much, too, because they like, hey, especially up until last year, they like, man, if we sit back, this dude will throw us the ball.
Well, yeah, it could be.
So we got to include these
things. Josh Allen only had 6 interceptions last year.
Yeah, and how many sacks did he take? 10, 12?
14 all year.
That's why I said, last year turned things around. But if we go the last 3 years before that, he was a turnover machine.
Yep.
So, hey, this is what it is. So I would say my man could definitely replace, you know, he can't just be replaced by guys who throw the ball better, man. It might not work. But I love to hate because I think that they need a chip on their shoulder after winning. So, you know, players see that and they're like, man, my guy shouldn't be very nice. So I love the fact that we got chips on our shoulders, and I do think that we'll be back in the Super Bowl this year again. And I don't have Jalen in my top 5 Eagles of the quarter of the century yet just because I need a couple more years. But I feel like that about Saquon, too. I got Deshaun over Saquon right now. Like, he hasn't done enough as an Eagle. So that's where I'm at with it, man. And I can't wait for the next list in a couple more years, man. Man, that list is going to be way harder and crazier.
Especially if Jalen keeps winning. Jay, good phone call. Ruben, you mentioned there, Jay brought a lot of good stuff there. You mentioned during his call, because he was going through some of the guys that kind of annoyed him, right, on that list, the ESPN list, and Herbert was one of them. And I think a lot of us are kind of aligned on the Herbert thing, where he's obviously talented and he's had a great start to his career, as that whole 2020 draft class has, but Herbert struggled in the postseason. Where are you on Jaden Daniels? Because that's the one yesterday that caught my attention the most, because he is obviously convinced people in the NFL after just 1 year that he is special. Because typically you don't get put in the top 5 after 1 year. Are you buying the Daniels thing, first of all, at number 5, but then just long-term, because it's obviously something the Eagles have to deal with? How good do you think he is?
It's a great question. He was really impressive last year. Did a lot of things well for a young kid, a rookie. Obviously came out of LSU really prepared for the NFL. But, I mean, to call him number 5 after 1 year, look at the NFC Championship game. I mean, they weren't competitive in that game. Obviously, a lot had to do with the Eagles, but
yeah. Well, his teammates also fumbled, what, 2 or 3 times?
There
was a kickoff. It was the one he threw to the flat who was it, Reed, that knocked it out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or no, it was Bond knocked it out and Reed picked it up?
I think so, yeah. I think Quinyon picked him off in that game. Look, he's really good. But I can't. And going into Detroit and winning that game was impressive. But, I mean, gosh. I'm certainly not ready to put him number 5. Played well in both in the first. I think they beat Tampa down there.
Yep.
Played well down there. So he's impressive. He'd be in my top 10. Certainly wouldn't have him above Jalen, though.
So I think
would you have him above Jalen?
I would. Yeah. Well, so I guess here's the question: Is are we talking about the resumes? Because then it's Jalen. Or are we talking about, like, if I could start a team right now, who would I pick? I'd pick Daniels. I think Daniels will be better for the next 7 years than Hurts will be.
He's what, 3 years younger? Probably.
Three
I think
years.
He's 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably take Jalen. I've seen Jalen win a Super Bowl. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen him go to 2 and play well in both of them. Obviously, the fumble was unfortunate in the first one. But I haven't seen Jaden Daniels. I can't put him ahead of him.
I think the question that's going to be for the Eagles in this division is, before the show, Kyle brought up C.J. Stroud, right? C.J. Stroud a year ago was a rookie, had a special year, and then took a step back. Is he going to be more? Is Daniels more like C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love, who bursts on the scene and then, you know, not bad, but kind of levels off? Or, I mean, Lamar and Mahomes burst on the scene, and they never left. We all need to hope that he's more C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love, because if he's Lamar or Mahomes, and Mahomes might be too much to expect, but if he's Lamar, the Eagles have their first real challenge in the NFC East that is going to be a problem for years to come. We've never dealt with an MVP.
Well, Daniel Jones.
Dak was good, but we haven't dealt with an MVP caliber quarterback in this division. I mean, I can't remember the last time.
Yeah, and they had to deal with one in the NFC Championship game and beat him by 30 points.
They did, yeah.
So,
but he was a rookie.
He was a rookie. I like that. I like the fact that I want good quarterbacks in the NFC East. I want good competition.
Well, it makes the games feel bigger.
Yeah, it does. And I'm really curious to see that. I think he'll be better than
Stroud and Love flew high and then leveled off a little bit. I think he's going to be better than both those guys.
I do, too. But I also think that I don't think last year will be like a typical year for him. I'm not sure he'll be able to play at that level once teams have more of a book on him and film. I could be wrong. He's definitely talented. He's definitely got something special. Worry about him getting hurt the way he plays and with his stature. You wonder about that. He's certainly an exciting player. So I can't wait to see. Can't wait to see those two games. Are going to be a lot of fun.
Are they both at the end of the season? I think Eagles
Commanders. They are.
I think this is, two of the last 3 weeks are Eagles Commanders? Now I'm trying to remember the schedule in my head from when it came out.
Commanders, Bills, Commanders, and then the playoffs.
I hate that.
And the last one probably won't mean anything. One of them will have number one seed locked up.
You might be right.
Probably the Eagles. I hope the Buffalo game means something because, they never play Buffalo.
Well, that could be for the number one seed in either conference. That could be one of the biggest games of the season.
Or one or both. I mean, hard to imagine the Bills would have clinched number one seed at that point.
But they could clinch it that night.
They could.
Or day, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a 4:25 game.
Yeah, I think it'll be a huge game. Let's go to Dell and Germantown.
But you want to see Josh Allen versus Jalen.
Of course,
I mean, you don't see that very much.
You do not. Dell and Germantown. What's up, Dell?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Man, I just wanted to say, all right, so basically I heard y'all say something about Jalen really getting the W's because it's the Eagles. But I just wanted y'all to know, I think for building that team, because he did know A.J. Brown since, high school or something like that. Devontae Smith, he played with them. I feel like he kind of got that LeBron effect a little bit where, he could get certain players over there. So, I get that. We got a super team and we got the best roster, but Jalen did help get that done.
So I'll say a couple of things. I mean, I think Howie's the reason they have this roster. But Dell, Jalen working out as a second round pick and being as cheap as he was before this next the contract he's on now did allow Howie the ability to go get all those players, right? Like if Jalen being good, he was cheap and A.J. Brown was available. Boom, go get A.J. Some teams can't do that, right? You're overpaying a quarterback or your quarterback you pay a lot's not worth it. So I see your point on that. I mean, I think Howie gets the most credit for building the team. He's built the team. But, yeah, Jalen working out as a second-round pick changed the math here.
And, look, I've watched the Super Bowl repeat. I watched that game every other day. And the mic'd up version, you hear Jalen say, "Yeah, I told you we was going to do this when I made that call." And then when Devontae Smith first became an Eagle and was taking his first pitchers, guess who was there? Jalen.
Yep.
He helped get this done. And Jalen.
Well, he drafted him. It's not like he was a free agent who came here to be with Jalen. But
yeah. So, and when A.J. Brown came to the team, there's a viral clip of them two on the phone laughing together. That's the help of Jalen. And Jalen.
Well, and that was a trade, so it's not like he signed here because of Jalen. No. But I do think that what this team is and what Howie has built, and Jalen's certainly a huge part of that, it makes it a place that free agents want to come. I mean, why wouldn't you? You have a chance to win. You're going to get a good contract. You're going to be in a good city, so.
But you also got to remember that A.J. Brown's favorite team is the Patriots, so he could have went there, too.
Well, he was traded here, but the Eagles, I think the biggest thing, and Dell, good phone call, the biggest thing there, Rube, was if the Eagles had a higher-priced quarterback at that point, they probably don't have the ability to trade for and pay a wide receiver $100 million.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, they have a high-priced quarterback now, and they couldn't even keep Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, I think Jalen, some people like to say Jalen is the reason for all this. I mean, the Eagles have had a good infrastructure for 25 years. But Jalen working out at the time he did in that draft as a second-round pick opened this up. Like, it allowed Howie and the Eagles to create what, you know, could become a dynasty and was the best team in pro football. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to react to here. With Jalen Hurts being ranked number 9 by executives, coaches, scouts around the NFL. Is it disrespectful, frustrating? Where do you come down on it? Plus, top 5 Eagles the last 25 years. Who is on your list? Does Jalen Hurts belong? He's not there for me yet. I don't know if either him or Donovan. I went all non-quarterbacks. Who's on your list? Does Jalen Hurts belong? And we'll get to one Eagle acting a bit strangely and may have found his way out of consideration totally. We got to hear this coming up. Plus, we need to talk about where, if at all, Hugh Douglas fit into the conversation when we were discussing the list this morning.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
Yeah. Did you go to how many? 50, 25? How many names before we got to Hugh Douglas on our list of the best Eagles in the last 25 years? That's all next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.